The Overcoming Indigenous Disadvantage Report measures the well-being of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, providing the most comprehensive and up-to-date findings on our First Nations peoples' well-being. The report is produced by the Productivity Commission and this year marks its eighth iteration since 2003, with a particular focus on decision-making between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and the government. Commissioner Romley Mokak is a Juukan man and a member of the Yaru people. He reveals the key findings of this year's report to The Wire's Soph Landau.
In terms of improvement, in the area of early childhood development, we've seen some really good improvements. So mortality rates, for example, for children have decreased, and particularly in that 0 to 1 year old period, those mortality rates have decreased by about 60%, so more than halved. Education, similarly, completion of year 12, the data showing that a high proportion of Aboriginal young people are completing year 12. In terms of the areas that haven't improved so much, and these are areas of great concern, the rates of children in out-of-home care, and those rates have tripled over the last 15 years. The proportion of adults as well who are reporting high to very high levels of psychological distress have increased over the last 10, 15 years. So if we're to improve outcomes and tackle these issues, we need to have Aboriginal people, Torres Strait Islander people, in the decision-making processes equally with government.
Often we do hear that self-determination and community-controlled programs generate better success in the community, as you say. So is there evidence in the report that backs that up?
We have 10 case studies that are a good way of sharing what's going on around the country. So in most jurisdictions, there are really strong attempts at trying to bring these things together. Some of them are in development, but others are showing some really good outcomes. Some of the work that's happening, for example, in Victoria through the Aboriginal Children's Forum, where government, ACOs, the Aboriginal Community Controlled Organisations in Victoria, and non-government organisations, the non-Indigenous, non-government organisations, will often be those who are case managing Aboriginal children through the system. But in terms of out-of-home care and child protection, have a look at the Aboriginal Children's Forum as a piece of architecture and relationships that show some really great promise.
In the areas which have regressed, have any contributing factors been identified?
So the areas, as I've mentioned, the out-of-home care, the rates haven't increased for Aboriginal people as they haven't with non-Indigenous people. But once in the system, you can see the increase in terms of Aboriginal children moving into the out-of-home care system or under care and protection orders. And what we're seeing is that correspondingly, Aboriginal kids in that system are then losing that connection with their kinship networks. So there's a decrease in our communities and our kinship and our families looking after those kids. So there's something going on structurally there that needs to be really looked at. In terms of the high rates of psychological distress, high rates of suicide, there are many and varied factors. One of the things that we point to, you know, is the importance of recognising context, the importance of understanding historical trauma, intergenerational trauma, and how that plays out and into a contemporary view of the world, but also the lived experience of people. We also, in this report, identify that there are a number of areas that need to be addressed, including ensuring access to culturally safe services, for example. So if people are feeling and experiencing psychological distress at such high levels, the lack of access to culturally safe services is a real problem. So services in the right place at the right time, suited for that local context. Another point that I'd make is that the need to address racism and discrimination more broadly, but also within institutions, is absolutely critical.
Romley Mokak, Productivity Commissioner on the Overcoming Indigenous Disadvantage Report, speaking with The Wire's Soph Landau.